Okay, so Vayitu in Sim Kuf Tzadi Hei, we'll speak about the woman doing and performing certain services or certain tasks on behalf of her husband. So the Gemara has in Ksubas, we've seen this Gemara also. The Gemara is commenting on a Mishnah. I didn't print the Mishnah. We had a few previously that the Mishnah said there's certain things that's expected the wife does for her husband. So the Gemara says on Samach Alav Manalach from Source 1, Amar Yitzhak Bar Chananya Amar Buna, Kol Malachas Sheish Osala Baila, Nida Osala Baila. Whatever a husband and wife normally does for her husband, she can do when she's in need, except for three things. Chutzmi Meziga Sakos, okay, is preparing a cup of wine. We know from the Pesach Seder, Mozgulo Kos Rishon, right? The wine in those days was not diluted. We buy wine, it's already been mixed with water. You just pour it out of the bottle. But there, they have to mix it with water. It's called Meziga Sarkos. Vatsos Hamita, sort of making the bed, setting up the bed. Varchotzos Ponov Yod Varagalov, washing his hands and face. And the Gemara now qualifies this. Vatsos Hamita Omar Rava Lo Omar Elabafonov. As far as making the bed, that's only when he's around, he's watching her. If he went to work, he's down to another room or something, it's not a problem. Shulubunov Leslan Bo. And then Meziga Sarkos, regarding Meziga Sarkos, the Gemara says there's some sort of shinoi can be matirit. For example, Shmuel, machlof al advisa biyada de smola. She would switch, and she was a right hand, she was a righty, so she would serve it with the left hand. Abaye, manchal apuma de kuvam. And Abaye's wife put the wine down on the top of a jar or a barrel of some kind. And Rava abeisaja on top of the pillar, or papa shashifa on a bench or a stool. Yeah. Okay, Rashi explains, samachal manalof, chutz mizika sakos, kol shu dvarm shal kira v'chibur. These are all things which show some sort of closeness, some sort of intimacy, and therefore leads to hergel dover. And so therefore, if they did it with a shino, you know, that's where Rashi had that problematical comment, machlof alebi mei libuna, remember? I want to come back to that to Bez Hashem tomorrow, because the Shulchan Aruch says there is no difference, but we'll leave that aside for the moment. The beisadja, marasho, so the top of the pillow, and asharsho, the soft, so fine. Now, what is the nature of this isser exactly of Meziga Sarkos? Is it mixing the wine with the water, just preparing it? What exactly is the nature of this isser? The Gemara says Meziga Sarkos. Okay, so what exactly means putting water, a certain amount of water, together with the wine to make it drinkable? So what exactly is the isser? So in the Sefer Mitzvah, it's called the Smag, there's one on the Lavin Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Aleph, Lavin Kuf Yud Aleph, source 3. B'chol osan emeshi tmeh asur liga b'bala filo b'esvetana. He begins, I thought at this point on purpose, not allowed to touch her at all. Can remember Parakhan Sarah Shabbos again that story, Shaomer Leo, Laisha Shamez Bala Bachatsiyama, but mainly do say Mo Etzah Omar Khashma Fila be etzbuk tanalo no gabi. She said it didn't even touch me, so from there we learned that that's also. Vafilu litain mi yodo liyodo to pass directly from yodo liyodo, some afteach or chafet, right, to pass something else aside from one, Hayar Benu Shlomo, that's Rashi, we discussed that, right? The Rashi was Nizer. Okay, even though the halacha we mentioned shotas kol shoyayin, we spoke about it the first of the harchokas we mentioned. Remember last week, the passing from one for the other. So Rashi extended it even to something else. Rabbeinu Shlomo was Rashi. Even though mikra din it's lomad shotas kol shoyayin. Here's his definition: shudavar shochibur shosur miyad liyad. The Smag says the Isser Meziga is not the act of mixing, but it's giving him the wine. Wine is a drink that's associated with a certain amount of closeness and intimacy. And so the Isser is giving Miyad Liyad. It sounds like he's saying the only Isser of Meziga Sakos is not Stam. But like when we learn it, to say that there's Mosgilo Kos Rishon, that means you pour the cup and put it, you give it to him, right? Mosgilo by the Seder. I can remember Parakafopi, and he quotes that Gemara that Rava did it like this, and his wife did it like, you know, this one's wife did it like that. And the Gemara says that, what's the issue? So obviously, the concern is ultimately a concern of touching. So says the Smag. And it says the original source is the story with Eliyahu and this widow. So it says, she asked him, Shema Beisos Apach, Shema Beisos HaShemen, which remember, not all the Gerses have that text, but we saw the different Gersos in the story that did. Perish Ayidei Kach Nogabech, right? That's the concern. The concern is that it's Nesina Miyad Liyad. That's the Isser of Meziga Sakos. So says the Smag. And it looks like that for the Rambam also, not here in Hilchos Yisrael Biyah, but in Hilchos Ishus. The Ram writes in Parakhov Allah Vilchas Isha Salacha Ches, source 4. You got to go sell Mama Kam, it's not difficult. So he says, Kol Malachos Isha Salabaila, Nida Salabaila, Chutz Mizikas Akosa, Sasmita Rachatz Bolgrad, Gzeir Mishum Hirur, Shami Abba Levo, right? It's going to arouse him, it's going to cause, you know, a certain Hirurim. So Lefichach Matzas Mitrazo Kishnida Shalom Bafonim, which is a need, she should set up the beds when he's not around. What about Mazegas Hakos? The Eina Nosenos Biyado Kedarka Tamid. Again, the Rambam also seems to emphasize the Isser is Nesina Biyado, right? Giving it directly in the hand, where they should normally do it. Ela Manachos, Ala Oretz, Ala Kli, Ala Shulchan, put it down somewhere he can take it. So that it looks like from the Rambam, like the Smag, that the essential nature of this Isser is Mazegas Hakos through direct giving. However, not all of Rishonim agree. Okay, the Rosh over there in Ksubas, that came on Ksubas of Samachalav is in the fifth parak. So the Rosh is in parak. Parak is called Afalpi. So parak Hey Simon Chof Dalid. The Rosh first quotes. We saw this part of this Rosh already. Quotes Ben Ushmaya, who brings from Rashi that Rashi was makbid even, you know, with keys and other things like that. Okay, Umikan ain't Raya, but he said that there's no Raya from this story. This case of Mezigas Hakos to Rashi's Chum. The Dafka Mezigas Hakos Yiderachiba Loisun of Senes Liado. Okay, Ela Derech Shinoi. Avos Shari Dvarim Ein Nirish Yosef. Right, the Rebbe Shmaya said there's no Raya from Rashi from there. But Li Nireh says the Rosh Tohocha Mzigas Hakos Loheisan Hashem Hakos Liado Afilu Derech Shinoi. Okay, she would not give him the cup, not only Yado but even Derech Shinoi. Okay, Delo Ayri Hocha Gemo Shos Hakos Liado Ela Mozegas Hakos Kederech Shanos Nimayim Bekos Shayayin. Sounds like the Rosh is saying even to pour water and to put it down in a place, you know, right in front of him, and he takes it, that kind of meziga is derechibo. Therefore, present it in the left hand, or would put it in somewhere in another place, and it wouldn't below how knows in a kos ala shulchan. Okay, they would put it, the other Amoraim were, the wives were machped, they would put it in a jar, they would put it in, and he'd come and take it. But it wouldn't be presented Lefonov directly. That's what I think, that's how they learn the Rosh. That it's not like, it's not just biyad liyad. Even to put it on a table, even to put it down, Lefonov would be a problem. Unless it's done mamish with the Shinui. We'll come back to the Shinui. But my point is, to give directly the hand, that's for sure a problem. But here, it's even when you're not giving it directly, even to put it down is a problem. So put it down somewhere else, let him go get it. You follow? The Rosh seems to say that it's not even lefonov. That's how I understand the Rosh. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be the Rosh, but I think that's what he's saying. You know, that even Kishayisha Mozega Zabaila, you know, when she's doing it and putting it down on the table, he picks it right up. You know, she doesn't give it to him. She puts it right in front of him. It's the same thing in a way. That's I think the Rosh is saying. Okay, and Rosh Bo would seem to agree in the Bais Aruch and Bais Zayin Shar Beis. He quotes the Gemara Ksubis and he says, "Mezigas Hakos Labishu Hergal Avera Bimshinsa Leheker Mutar." If she does it with a shina, and again, he talks about putting it somewhere else, not directly in front of the. Again, it doesn't quite work for Shmuel's wife who did it with the left hand. But for the others, it does work. So, Shulchan Aruch here now by us in some Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Yud, so seven paskins. Okay, Kol Malacha Sheisho Salabara Nida Oselo Chutz Mimezigas Hakos. That's what he's talking about here. Shasur Limzo Kakos. Okay, now it says there Befonov. We're going to come back to that. That looks like that's the Ramah. Because it's written in the Rashi script in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't distinguish here, but it's in parentheses. See that towards the end of the first line, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, you had a chance to look. The Befonov, some of the Ramos adding that the word, okay, and even Ulahaniach again, it's Shasur Limzogakos. Skip the parentheses, hold the parentheses for a second. Because otherwise you get mixed up. Shasura limzog akos ulahanicho lefonav ala shulchan, or even lanicho lefonav like the Rosh bought and like the Rosh. Ela im kein tasas shum heker, unless there's some heker like the left hand or something. So kigon she tanachen al shulchan biad smol, or tanachen al kar or al kesef, or biad yina mina put on. You see, That's certainly how the Mechaber is saying it. He's saying even, again, you can get mixed up by the parentheses, but if you read the straight Mechaber, it says, even to put it right in front of the table, unless there's some kind of a hecker, with your other hand, or you put it nearby, you put it somewhere else. Okay, so the Mechaber holds like that, like we said, it was the Rosh and Rosh Po, as opposed to the Smag and the Rambam, who learned that it's a din in Yad Liyad, so to speak. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva, this adds an interesting point from the Shalom. The Pesachei Tshuva is in Yud Beis, but he says that the Shalom called the Shalok, because of Zem Mitzal Adin, we should row as a Om Shal Yisbil Yoser Machmer Chisor and Shvachas, Mekomaka Machmer Shom Mitzoros Nafsho. He said, the Gemara says that a wife can do all the tasks, you know, the household tasks for the husband, even when she's in need, except for these three. Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the Shalom that really, she shouldn't do anything. But, you know, not everybody has, can't live, right? Mechisor and Shvachos, who has all these maids? Okay, not everybody is so wealthy that they have housekeepers that can do the work. So, in Ikra Din, it's not a bad chumar that she really shouldn't do any of those household chores in front of him, but we have no choice. We can't, we can't ask everything. People don't always have enough maids, right? Or not everyone has housekeepers, etc. Okay? I'm just throwing that out to a point. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says she can do anything. There are three exceptions. The Shalom wants to say that even that, it's not a bit to machma on other things too. Okay, side point. Anyway, now the question is, what is included? What is included in Mezigas HaKos? Which types of, is it just the din and wine? Is it, you know, what's the situation? So the Ritva, the Chidush HaRitva, there on that Sugin Ksuba Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Umasu Bahadu Asu, has three shitas, quotes three shitas. Okay, so this is a source sign. Number one, Yesh Omim Shalom Gazu Ela Meziga, right? Mixing, it's wine, it's a din in wine. Shu Dover HaMevil De Hergal Avera. Aval Dvar Macher Mutal Lito Miyado. Other things, not wine, she's bringing them a piece of bread or a plate with the vegetables on or whatever, that's okay to extend even Miyad Miyado. If you take it Miyado, you can take it out of her hand. Uvad shalom yigaba, provided there's no negiyah, of course. Okay, the zel shomrim said a sofim kalab lebracha asur lebala kenida va'asur l'tanam a kos alma kos dafko. He quotes the bride. We saw this also. Okay, the kalab remains asur with her husband before the wedding and so on, and they can't take a kos alma kos dafko. It's dafko didn't kos. Mizeh shomrim really a rabba ma'isus also talmud shema veisal as a pach v'nagaba. The whole thing is negia. Okay, and the only thing is yad biyad, directly, and it's a special din in wine. That's a possibility one. Two, v'cherim pirshu, the mezigas hakos urcha de mulsanak, v'o din shardarm, sh'osu l'tumel be made in dosa. Mezigas hakos is an example, but just urcha de mulsa. It's just one of the examples, but it's not only limited to wine. You can't give a glass of orange, she can't give a glass of orange juice, or a slice of pizza either. It's not just din and wine. Okay, who are din? The shahar dvarim also the Talmud made it also. But there's still a difference. Umiyai de shinoi mutu b'shahar dvarim, afil meyedusa, masha'ena kain b'mezigas hakos, okay, kain roi linog. And that's what the Rashbo, the Ritva himself, approves of that derech, that approach. And then they skip two lines. The third thing, v'yesh omrim, the mezigas hakos asura hanukish and osenas mayim biyayin and osenas lefon of dika hergo. It's only dafka meziga when you're mixing the wine with the water. You know the original din of meziga. It's not an expression, but it's the original din of meziga. Avala harik min aklila kos. The law says lefon of shulchan, but to pour out of a pitcher, out of a bottle of wine like we have today, and to pour that and put that in front of him, that's not a problem. It's only with his actual meziga. We take it literally. And he writes on that, Beno Nochon. That, he says, is certainly not correct. Not a din in the mixing. Okay? Now, so you have these different three shittas. The Ritva himself prefers the middle one that extends to other things as well. The Rashba and the Bais HaKotzer, 10. Mezigas HaKos means Bekos Shal Yayin. Shehumargel Lavera. He says that it's only a din in wine. He doesn't say like, that's more like number one. And the Ritva doesn't say like number three that it has to be Mezigah, but the whole issue here is a cup of wine, because wine, people drink and then they get looser with each other. That's normal with wine. That's not going to happen if you give them a glass of milk or a cup of coffee. Okay, and therefore the Rashbul limits it to wine. Okay, So certainly according to Rashbul, that's more like approach number one in the Ritva, and it's a dinner, special dinner wine, because that wine, having a cup of wine, suggests a certain closeness, a certain intimacy that's not the same with a glass of milk, okay, or a cup of tea. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Isur Bia, but this is important, I think. Even or even put it in front of him, even put it in front, even like that's the difference between this and Oshav. Okay, which we'll crystallize a little later. So that's the Rashbam. Mezika Sakos means kosher yayin. It's a special din in yayin. Shul amargil averus. Wine has that impact, effect on people. You have a drink together, you get a little loose, etc. The Rambam Hilchos Isur Bia Perek Yav Halacha Yud Tes, right? We've seen this already a few times. This Rambam Kol Malacha Shaisha Osa Labada Nido Osa Labada Chutz Marchot Zepon Yagav Umeziga Sakos Atzos Mita Befono Gzeira Hashem Rabba Ledvar Avera. Okay, and then he also says some of the other things we saw. Mezelo Tochal Imo Bikar Achas Malu Yigav Shomre Hergal Dvar Hergal Avera. And she shouldn't do other malachas, but she can amutal iskashik, maybe also kadesh iskarabala. We saw that already. The Rambam here in Hilchos Isur Bia, notice, does not make any distinction about any shina. He says mezikas hakos is not allowed. Now he says mezikas hakos, maybe he agrees with the Rashbam that it's a dafka din kol shel yayin. That's certainly how the Magid Mishnah learns it. If you look at the Magid Mishnah 12, okay. Magid Mishnah 12, Hilchos Isur Bia Perek Yalaf Alechites, Umeziga Sakos Shel Yayin Dafka, Ava Shel Mayim Mutter. Okay? So he seems to learn the Rambam as agreeing with the Rashba that it's a special din in wine because of Hergal Avera, and it doesn't apply to the water or to other things like that. Okay? The Rambam doesn't say it, but that's a. I have to stress that the. The Ravaz or the Chidot, it's one of the Sfaradish Gedolim, right? That nobody understood the Rambam as well as the Magid Mishnah did. This, the Magid Mishnah, what he says, the Rambam goes. Okay, no one can argue, but the Magid Mishnah in the many people assume that what he says in the Rambam, that's how the Rambam should be read. But anyway, so he says that Dafka, I don't know if I'm Chaim would agree with that or not, but. All right, anyway, Mizikas HaKosho Yayin Dafka Avos Shomayim Mutter. Then he also writes, V'shom Nizka Shebeshinoi Mutter. Notice how the Rambam here does not say anything about that it makes a difference to do it Beshinoi. Doesn't quote that here. Now, it's okay because if you look back at number four, in Hilchos Ishus, okay, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, Par Chafal V'alachachez, he says the issue is only Kedarka Tomim, El Manachas Osal Aretz, El Aklit, so he did mention the Shinoi there. So, you can't assign the dayak here that the Rambam disallows Mezikas HaKos even the Shinoi, because it's true here in Hilchos Isur Bia doesn't point it out, but he did mention it in Hilchos Ishus. Okay? Rishon Nizkash Mishinoi Mutter. So they're referring to another Rambam. So even though he might have not mentioned it here, but it's mentioned there. Okay, the Hagos Maimonides on that Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah says that it's going Dafkan Kos Yayin. That's what Rambam means, not Mayim. And he says it's Mutu with the Shina, even though he didn't mention that here, he referred back to the other Rambam, Hilchos Ishus. That goes minus in Os Nun 13. Okay, Pirish Limzog Lo Kos Kadech Shosa Kishitar Shazel Dover Shachiba. But he says, Ava the heck of a Shina Mutter. Right, but you see in the Gemara, the heck, again, the Gemara mentions the Shina, so it's hard to say. It'd be hard to say that the Rambam would not accept that. I mean, the Gemara says, the wives of the Amoraim did these different Shinuim with the wine, so that's why you have to say, perhaps the Rambam Hilchos Isur Bia relies on what he said in Hilchos Ishus. But anyway, Avalite Liado Amosav Kosa Re'aim. Aim is Rebbelez admits that's the Urayim. Okay, the lobin and shinui, ela kishneim yachad meziga vehoshoto. Okay, there has to be, there's two parts. There's meziga and giving it to him. Al Maziga Bala Oshata, Oshata Bala Maziga, I feel below Shinu Mutter. Okay? And even though, he only doesn't speak about Oshata's Kosho Yai, obviously we say fellow Hiskel, Oshata's Kosho Yai and Shu Dover Shochiba, and even though here it's only Dover Shochiba, and there's a Rashi, which we learned about other things as well. All right? And then he writes, Aval Maziga Min Hakli, pouring it out of a pitcher, or out of a wine bottle, Kosho. I know, so nowadays we do like that. Ein Nira Bezekir does. Okay, doesn't think that's an issue at all. Okay. So anyway, so let's see. You may as well see the Reim inside. So again, we also hold this Dafka Yai. He's only so many wine. I printed the Reim. It's in that same Simon Chavav, or the old version, Kuf Tzadi Beis. Okay. Where he says this. He says, he quotes the Mark Subas, Pirish Mezika Sakos, Umoshetes Lo. It's not just preparing, but giving it to him. Abo Mezika Belo Shota Shaya. Okay. And that's why, all right, it's mutter, you know, to do it a different way, to put it on the top of the bench, or leave the cup by the pillow, or whatever, something else. V'achareisha ein osel b'shotav izkir mezika sakos, amana she'ein israel k'shnenim yachad, mezika v'o shotav sakos. Okay? But, ava b'shotav shar dvarim shalo b'kos mezika muteris. But other things certainly is mutter. Okay? So that's a different shita. So some say it's only wine. Some say it's you need both acts of Meziga and Oshota. The tour here in Sinukuf Tzari Hey writes Kol Malachas 15 Shaisha Osa Labayla Nida Osa Lo Chutz Meziga Asko Shasura Limzo Glo Alakos Ulo Anicho Lefanav Alashochan. Okay, Elim Kain Tase Shum Heke. You know, Kigon Shetanechen Obi Ad Small. Like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, you need both things. But it's usher even to put it in front of him, the Meziga, and to put it in front of him. Okay, now, the Bach quotes a third shita. Again, the shitas are that according to the sum, it only applies to wine, other applies, applies to other things. But you require a Hoshota and so on, both Meziga and Hoshota. And the Bach quotes, Motzosi Kosu Bidrushas Maharash Ostreich, it's Shalom Ostreich. Okay, it's one of the Rishonim who was a Rebbe of the Maharil. One of the Rebbeim of the Maharil. So Maharash Ostreich, the Rabbi Neustadt. So in his Hilchos Minoga Maharash, this is Elishono, the Kishlo Kedin Osin Abalabatim Shemanicha Nishusei and Liso Hakaros, Okeotan Shuchon, Midi to have Mizigas Hakos. He says it's not right that the wives bring out the food and put it in front of the husband, it's the same thing as Mezika Kos. But he says it's not only limited to wine, it's not only limited to drinks, it's even food. Okay, so the Bach quotes this Maharash Ostreich that the Isser is even by food, not only by wine, not only by drinks, but bring it out to the husband. Mirul if you mash a kasavti b'shem re'im, that's the re'im, the Mezika below Shoto, Shoto below Mezika Mutter, afil below Shimon. Achinami bekara delek aloshata shori. Again, he says according to that, the previous approach, especially the Urim, who said you need mezigo, which is din and wine, and oshata. So here it's just oshata, it's just bringing the car out. So that's mutter. And likewise, the chen lamashakos rashbo, the mezigas yain mayim dafka also was shar mashke mutter. Right, the rashbo said both according to either of the two previous shitas that we had. It's going to be mutter to bring out food. According to one group, it's mutter because you don't have, there's no parallel meziga. There's no meziga, it's just giving the food. And number two, according to Rashba, that it's just a din and wine, and even though the drinks are okay, so the food should be certainly okay. Food should certainly be okay. So,
Is there something in passing Yad Yad? It seems like it's putting it in front of her.
Well, I think here they're using it both, either way. Okay? Anyway, the point being that we have now a third shita, but the Bach himself is saying it's not, according to the earlier shitas, that's not true. Okay? And, furthermore, Inami Mezigam and Aklik, I'm sorry, who didn't Bekara incubator? Remember, some say you could pour out of a bottle, so why is it any different than putting a steak in front of him? Right? That's mutter. It's mutter. But Odinira. And even if you want to insist, like the Maharash Ostreich, that no, it includes food also. Okay, but first of all, there's some who hold ein iso rekos hamyucha lebaila. It's only also when she brings out a cup in his cup. He has his particular cup, a kiddush cup, a becher, or whatever, or whatever drinking cup. Okay, that's something else. He brings in her cup. Okay. Once gave my wife, she got her gift or something, a work or something, a glass that has her initials on it or something like that, you know. So when she asked her to drink a cup of water in the bedroom, you know, she always wants it in that cup. No, that's her cup, right? So some people like it in their cup. So that's what we also, when in the time of being a nida. So if says the Bach, if that's the case, so the same thing will be with a plate. In other words, if you're trying to draw your comparison to Mezigas HaKos, okay, so you got to take the coolers also. So Mezigas HaKos, according to some, is only with the Kos that's Miyuchad, so the plate is also a plate that's Miyuchad, right? You know what he's saying? And the Bach is saying, even if you want to, right, Af Mezigas HaKos, Eini Salva Kos Miyuchad Lubayla, Hochanami, Nochon Lezor Bekara, Miyuchad Lubayla, Bavad. She brings a serving plate out of the table. She puts it in front of her husband, but it's a, you know, there's kugel, there's meat, there's green beans, whatever else on that person's going to go to the whole table. That's not miyuchat to him. Right? So that's not a problem. Okay? Ain't commit a klal. Even though he's eating, it doesn't matter. Okay? Okay? Love, according to this approach. Okay? Anyway, that's the Bach. The Shach agrees. Shach is the Gimel, agrees. He quotes the same, quotes the Bach, bringing the Droshus, Marash, Osur, and Ostrach. Okay? And he says that according to the Reim, that in both, it's basically, we're not going to read that, it's the same, basically, he agrees. Okay? So does the Chayodim. The Chochmas Adam, Klal Kuf Tes Zion, Siv Zion 18. Kol Melochas Shaisha Osalabaila, Nida Osalo, Chutzme Mizigas Akos Befonov, Lanicha Lefon Oshuchan, Ele De Shinoi. Again, he says Lanicha Lefon Oshuchan is also a problem like the Shachar. Okay, Shachar Oshuchan Yad Smol, Shatriach Avil Biyaman Al Saf, Sokirtu, etc. Belitein Hakaora Imatavshil Al Oshuchan, putting a plate with food on a table. In gam bnei abayis ochem in akar pshita the mutter. Aval kari machal abal leval yesh leso david dumi the mezigas hakos. That's the shach and the bach. The name is from Marash Ostrai. Right, to bring a kar just for the husband says room to be macher. Umekal makom ein lo mila shen sham shenu yesh hakol. Uvavad shelo titen amachal bekar befunov. Don't put it right in front of me. Chol tikar amachal chula mutter ein zederach avdus. So as far as preparing food, that's not derech chiba, that's derech abdus. Abdus doesn't mean abdus like, whatever. It means, it's a chore. Well, it's a chore. It's not derech chiba.
He says also you can bring it out if no one else is there.
But even then he says don't put it right in front of him somehow. I'm not sure exactly what else you do, but yeah. Okay? Yeah. The derech abdus means it's not derech chiba. It's derech service. The Taz disagrees with the Bach. The Taz says, Sufkot and Gimel, okay, he quotes Marva Chosnim, Bisham Ashra Osra. He says, I don't understand. So if that's true, that it includes food, Vekoshali, look at the second line of 19, Vekoshali, that my omru kol melachos also chutz mezigas hakos. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says everything's mutter except for mezigas hakos. Velo choshev tikur machal afanav. It should have mentioned also food, right? Okay, nira the chachamim shiru she'ein kir b'zeh. The chachamim felt that with things that are not wine, it's not so intimate, right? Rak my sabdus. It's a chore. It's a task. She'esh bo torach. Masha'enikim, Mezigas HaKos. Mezigas HaKos is different. So the Taz disagrees with this Bach, and then with the Shach agrees with the Bach, and the Chayadim agrees with the Bach, all based on this Shalom HaOstrach. But the Taz says, it's a Chomer, it seems to be against the Gemara. Because why did the Gemara mention only Mezigas HaKos? They'll answer, it's included on the Mezigas HaKos. But still, the Taz is Tainan. It's not a bad Tainan. Okay, the Yoruch HaShulchan also. It's if Yud Gimel here, it's from Kuf Tzadi Hei. He writes, Umziga sakos asurim shem zelazel. We'll come back to the point that he can't do it for her either. We'll come back to that later. The bezeh yeshchibi yisera. The chain litzok yayin to pour wine. Mikan kan latocha kos asurim zelazel. The chain lahosha zakos zelazel asur. Aval, and the second one, lahoshites hamaachol. The kol shekain lasakin hamaachol muteris. Afilu hi lasos lo. The zoo eino derechiba el derech sheris. So the Aruch Hashanah also rejects that chumrah that extends it even to food. That's not called tchiba, it's derech sheris. He quotes the Taz. Okay? Below levad limzog kos oser el afilu shlochil kos yain oser. We'll come back to that too. Even just to give her a cup of wine, even give him a cup of wine. Even if it's not, there's no mazika, just to give him a cup of wine. It's also azur. It doesn't make a difference. Lo shna kosher brocha, lo shna kos acher. Okay, we'll get back to that point.
Prepared food. This is also is it different? Tikkumach there.
It's kosher again, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the. And the contemporary poskim are cholik, whether it be, I think, the Baruch Shulchan is machra, even for food, and I think the Vayda say this is, and others are mekel. So the contemporary poskim are, the Tavachok is here, right? Tavachok is the Bach, the Shach, the Chokhos on one side, the Taz and Rosh on the other side, whether the issue extends to other foods, or it's just a dinner of wine. So the Machok is on contemporary poskim. I think many people are lenient. Okay. Now the question
about serving any food.
Serving food is a dinner wine. But not everybody does.
How about other drinks?
I'm saying that, well, other drinks would be the same as food.
What other drinks? What's on pouring wine?
Right, the wine issue. Good wine has interest. That's what some saying. I think that's how you have to look in the ring, you know, on the later, you know, on the modern form to see what the wine. Okay? The next issue is the issue of Bifono, the Mordechai. And there's Hilchos Nida in the back of Shulis and Remez Tovshin Mem Gimel. Starts with the Rav Yoh that we saw, right? Amar Rav Yoh Nida Sheshos Tzobekos Nishu Oktas Ohol Chalo. Skip the brackets for a second. Kibalti Marosa Lahatir. It's not called Shosa Ima. In the middle, they have something else which was written by someone else because it refers to the Mordechai, but it says Nira Demazgosa Kos Shalo Befonav Shari. What if she taka mixed the wine? She prepared the wine. She did that in the kitchen. He wasn't even there. Okay, he didn't see it. So that, they say, is mutter. Okay? Parallel to what the Gemara said. Okay, the Gemara said, b'hatzos mita, it's what the Gemara said itself. Look back in source one. The Gemara says, hatzos amita, amarava lo amar el b'fono, avashalo b'fono leslan bo. So the Mordechai here, whoever has put this insert in, is saying the same thing is true about mezikas hakos. Again, the Gemara didn't say it by Mizikas HaKos, but they're saying the same thing. If it's done shalom b'funav, then it's not a problem. Okay? Just like near the Mazda is called shalom b'funav. I mean, Gabi Atzos, Alor Busan, Aktuva B'Gemara, shalom b'funav, Gam Atzos Amita, Dabi Chibet Tova. Okay? V'afilu Haki Shari. But oh, not only that, the logar shalom b'funav ma'adei shinui. What we said by mizikas hakos, if it's done with the shinui, she doesn't place it right in front of him, does it with the left hand or whatever, that's okay. So why would mizikas hakos, when she's not even near him, when she does it, it certainly shouldn't be any worse. Okay, and therefore it's, he quotes somebody else, Shmuel min Newberg, okay, that it's a dafka b'funav aser, like it's a zamita. Yeah. Oh, that's a different thing, right. What happened, maybe she can't, back to the leftovers. Remember we had this for leftovers. She drank from it, but now she's not there anymore. She left. They had a bottle of soda, a can of soda, a bottle of Snapple in the fridge, so she drank half it. Now she's not even here. So then we said it's okay also for him to finish. You just have to tell him I drank from it. We spoke about that. All right, now the Beis Yosef in 22. Says this way, the Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef writes, 22, V'nir de mezigas hakos shalom b'fanav shari. So he assumes mezigas hakos shalom b'fanav shari, like by atzos hamita, because that's chiba, and that's, he says, v'chein nir moshon ha-mordechai, refers to this Mordechai. The Bach, The Bach is not so convinced. Bach here in Kuf Tzadik 23. Kosev Beis Yosef near the Zikar Sos Shalom Shori. Miu near the Afal Pita Meziga Shalom Befonav. Im Manichto Al Shalom Befonav Oser. The Bach wants to say no. Okay, he says if she, the Meziga was Shalom Befonav, but she presented it directly to him, she put it down in front of him, it's Oser. Okay, and otherwise, why bring that up? Okay, so and he says that even our Gaos Moranos would agree. Remember, the Gaos Moranos said in the name of the Reim that you need both Meziga and Hoshota. You would agree here that Mazgah Shalom Befonav is also if there was direct placement. That's how these poskim say. The Shach, that's according to Yudalid, writes, Ba'abach Chosav, Da'af Al-Pish Mazgah Shalom Befonav Imanich Al-Shulchan Befonav Osir. He says, Ein Dvar Mukhrochem, Gami Dvarash Parakhazum Mukhrochem Shalom Befonav Lekha Yisur Klal. And he's done Vlob of Honor, it's like a Surah. And that's how it looks like the Ramon himself agreed. If you look back for a second in source 7 on the previous page, that's the word I told you, that one word in parentheses in the Mechaber there in Sifyud, that I said the Ramon stuck in Befonav. So he seems to say the only problem is Befonav. Now, the question of what if the Meziga, a part of it is Befonav, but that's the Ramon. Okay? Good. So much about Meziga's Hakos. Now we move to Hatzos Hamito, 25. The Rashbor writes, am I, everyone with me? Okay. Rashbor writes in the Bais Aruch Bais Zayin Shar Beis, Hatzos Hamita, that we saw already, the Gemara says, Lo Amarin Ela Befonav, Avashob Befonav, Les Lan Bo. Okay? Rafa Pi Shiyodeh Shimatziato, Ein Bekach Hergel Kochach Ela Bishimatziato, Vuhu Roet. Not sure what Hergel there is today in making the bed, but I guess the bed is the place where he is with her. Yeah, intimately, so you know, if she's setting up the bed, that could, you know, cause some concern, some hirhurim and so on. But again, that's clearly only Befonav. She makes the bed, he comes up and finds the bed made. That doesn't generate any hirhurim. So what she's doing Befonav. Okay. Now the other Rishonim have a different limitation on Tzos Hamita. That's the Ashkenaz and the Tosus and the Rosh on a sugya in the beginning of the Subas, which we saw part of this Gemara too on Dalad and Aleph. Doubt of an olive. Exubus, look at 26. Hatzos Hamita. Nirilari. Hatzos Hamita. The Acha Haino Prisa Sadinin. That's spreading the bedspreads and the sheets. That's a Dover Shachiba. Aval Hatzos Karam Uksosos. Just putting the blankets and making the bed. You know, just putting the blanket on and the pillows and so on. That's not. This is, you know, you have the gradations, I guess, within Hatzos Hamita. Okay? He says, "Aval atzos karmuk sasa she'ein on dvarm shachiba shori lenida," and he brings a raya from the Gemara, which I don't want to go into now. But it demonstrates that there's a difference between hatzos karmuk sasos, davidov she'etarchom atzas lahamita, that's prisa sadin levad, sadin levadin. Just put him in the spread. That's mila dechiba nidum. Okay, and the issue is whether there's something objectively. It just, you know, I guess I'll put in the pillows or the sheets, the blankets in place is not. Okay, and that's how the Rosh writes also. Parak Aleph there, Ksubas Sifat Tes 27. The Nira the Atzos Hamita the Hocha Hainu Prisa Sadin. Yeah, Hainu Prisa Sadin or Sadin Umichse. The Chosh of Hanitlas again brings the same Raya, but here too. He says only Dvar Shulchiba is Aser, and Dafka Befonav V'Yikal Ameches V'Hergal Dover Avashalom Befonav near the Shari. Okay, how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Yud Aleph in our 7 Kuv Tzadik 28, he writes in Asura latzia mitaso befonav, but like Tosus in the Rosh, Dafka prisa sadinim v'amichsus derechiba, aval atzoras hakarmak sasu shutorach ina derechiba shari. The shalom befonav akol mutter, hafilu yodeh shehu shehi matzas osok. Okay. Yeah, good.
Is this the Meisner? And nowadays,
I'm not so sure. I think they're making the bed. You know,
is the only problem like at night, or is it even at 10 in the morning? Do you have to make your bed after like in the morning? Or is the only problem with, like the type of making the bed you do at
night? I think that people are not at least with. Yeah, Shalobathon is not a problem. Shulchan says Shalobathon is a problem. Okay? But I think that it's people are choshes for it. Okay?
Even if it's in the morning?
I think so. It's a good question. I think it's in the morning. All right, Sifir Dala, the Archa Shulchan, Sifir Dala. That was the Shulchan is in Sifir Dala, the Archa Shulchan, Sifir Dala. Rechain also, I'd see the Mitzvah before, the Dafka Prisadim, Amichsa Shadar Chiba. And I add in parentheses, we'll come back to this. The Kosher can't shoot also, Lost as law. Cain. Okay. In other words, he's not allowed to do it for her. At least before now. Right? About Poskin, always curious. And there's Shane Derech Ish, let's see him eat the doesn't make the bed anyway. All right. That's what he writes now. About Tzos, Akar Maksos, who tore up in a Derech Ish, Mutter. And that's only before him, because she'll all before him, even priestess didn't not have any Derech Ish to it. Okay? Now, as far as bathing or washing, you just have to, in order to understand this din of our chatzos, ponav, yadav, or raglav, it's difficult for us to relate to it fully because of the system then. You know, today, you wash up, you turn on the shower, you turn on the bath, you turn on the sink, and water comes out. You don't want or need another person there. Okay, but when you had the water that you filled up a basin or something like that from the well, and you brought it up, and you had a pitcher, so it took a bit, you know, so oftentimes with another person involved. Okay, so in other words, so look at the Rashbo writes, the Baisam Bazayan Shar Bay is 30. Harchotzos ponav yodav araglov. Afilu hu rochets, he washed himself, but he mutsekes. Okay, she's pouring. That's again, because you're not standing under a shower. Okay, he's washing himself, so she's pouring water on him to get the detergent off, the soap, whatever. Because that's the iser here, says the Rashba. Rachatz is pon of the other raglo, and you can see where that can certainly lead to intimacy. Okay, so in other words, we're used to take a shower, you stand under a stream of water. It wasn't like that in those days. Someone poured water on top of you, namely she. So afilu ruchu he mutzekes sheilu lirchotz he biyadeh, because it can't be talking about where she's actually washing him with her hands, right? They rub your hand because I feel a bit over the chitzaser. Do I can care about that's touching? That's negiyah without the washing. Okay, also you don't feel that's a tana. So the Rashba is pointing out that even if she's not touching him, she's just pouring the water over him. Okay, so he can wash more efficiently. That's the issue here. Okay, because to actually lather him up or wash him up, that's also for sure. Okay. And then he adds, "Urchitzazu, I feel a bit sore in kamar, even if it's in cold water." All right. Lagos minus also on that Rambam we had earlier, Parag Yidalef Halacha Yates. Before we saw Oz Nun, now we go back to a one line Oz Mem in 31. Vafilu yitzikas mayim she'enan ogazbo. Okay, even pouring water in such a manner, she's not touching him; she's just pouring water over his back or over his stomach or whatever, and she doesn't touch him. That's still also because the ilu b'negia. Anyway, right? Also, anyhow. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Sif Yud Beis Asura Litzok Lo Mayim Lichotz Ponav Eruvah Filo En Rogaspo Vafilo En Mayim Tzonim. Like the Rashbo and the Hagos Minus, that's out of the Chabra Paskins. Okay. All of this so far is at this point he's washing, he's bathing himself, he's washing himself. So she can't participate. The Shach in Sukkot and Tesvav quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sefer Droshos Hanoshim. I think it's in the Sefer Yonah. I couldn't find this in the Bar-Ilan, the original source. But the Shach quotes it. Sukkot and Tes Zayin. Shach writes, the Kosar Rabbeinu Yonah the Sefer Droshos Hanoshim, the Osir Loseis Lifnei Baila Kiton Shomailim Shomayim Bekalim Sheirchus Ramraglu Neshu Derechiba. He extends the Isser that she shouldn't even bring him the basin or the pitchers or the jugs, whatever the water's in. Okay? And he was saying, also, Lasais Lefrebaila Kiton Shomayim, she's not pouring it on him. is one step removed. Okay? Bring the stuff that he's going to wash with. Okay, so that's a chumrah. But that's what the shop quotes in the Rabbi Yonah. They shoot their chiba. That's also their chiba. She's bringing the stuff. Okay? Bringing the stuff. Now, the Taz, it's called Ches, right? It's 34. The Chorah Mashma Rosh and Zeh, Shasur Leitim Mayim B'Klilu, Huyir Chatzacharkach. Right? She can't even bring a pitcher of water that he's going to wash with afterwards. But the Taz writes up a memo saying, okay. I don't think that's correct. The Zeh Losh and Rashbo, Afilu Roche Tzvahai, Vihim Mutzachas, or Mutzachas, She'ilichat Yod Afilu B'Lorchitz Osir, Toik Akir Bosu, we saw the Rashbo, but also Liga Afilu as Utana and Kalashona. Mashma do Teres Lachan Amayim B'Klib, Uyu Yerchatz Misham. You look carefully at Rashbo, it says the Taz. What are you talking about? It says she's pouring it. It doesn't say anything about her bringing water to him and putting it down in front of him. Right? He's going to now do the pouring and the washing. You could do it yourself. I guess people to do it themselves. So according to the Taz, that's not what the Rashbo is saying. Mashma the Taz of Hamayim B'Klib, Uyu Yerchatz Misham. Midakasa who roche it's in the tzekes mashma the mishas v'chitza shelo he otzekes. Sounds like she's pouring it while he's washing. V'lo she mechina lo tchila kodom chitzoso. Okay, he said v'sudi tefors yigam zaser kashem ra'ol esel yisuzer. Okay, who said where did you get it from? This should be also. Okay, it's only time. The time of his tone when he's bathing, when he's washing. He wants to bring water in advance. Doesn't see that that's the problem. Okay. And he says also, if the issue of pouring, so in a certain sense, we discuss this also, when she's pouring while he's bathing, she says, we said it's the issue is there a chibur, right? Just a second. Yeah. And this should be also, even if it's not there a chibur. Gam the village of second shot should record. Gam can also love a chibur. The chitza, it's worried about touching because you're pouring water, so it's an extension. It's not in the gila de the racher. All right, that's another raya brings. Yeah. In other words, he says that the whole issue is there a chibur, right? So. Sure, that's a lie. They're just saying it's also, in other words, because it's also even Rechitza Shemir Vechiba. So, what's he saying again? Let's see again. Hold on. He says, the rock was, I should say, what it is here. He's saying, don't say that the porn is only also. He says it's also only made with a chibur. I'm not sure the right. The double zeshen of senes mayim lekli tchila li yitzika alav lo mikro kitzah klal. Look over the Taz again, I'm confused. I'll see what his right is for me. But anyway, he's disagreeing. That's the bottom line. He's saying that just to put water in front is mutter. Is mutter. Lo, that's not kol b'chitz at all. Why am I going to see his mind? I don't know. And a vada can appreciate the eight is when he's a man b'chut. Okay, all right. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Yudala 35. V'chein asur litzok lo mayim lichot ponim v'ragel afilo enan ogazbo afilo mayim tzonim v'koshke endo dan machmir afilo bezvika, which we talked about already. V'kavachom shelo litzok lo avahavos mayim bekli olishpoch elakli v'roches v'muta de'ein zechibos. He agrees with the Taz. There's a the machlokas in contemporary times would be about drawing a bath. Can the woman draw the bath? That's this issue. Right? If he's in the bath and she turns on the water, more hot water, whatever, to come in, so that would be a problem. Okay, that would be a problem. But drawing a bath, that's a question. That's this machlokas. According to Taz in the Shachar Shulchan Aruch Mutar, she draws a bath and later he comes into, not much later because he wants to cool off, but later he comes into bath. That's a machlokas about that also. Okay? But pouring water, let's say, by washing, you know, by Tilsa Daim, you know, bring water over to him, that would, just to bring the water would be the same machlokas. But to pour the water, he picks out his hand and she pours the water, that would be a problem. Okay? But a machlokas about a bath. I think people are machmir. She should draw a bath. Yes. Okay. Certainly some of these shittas. Now we turn to the next issue, which is what about the reverse case where she's Mosgin, you know, he's going to give wine to her. So we already saw that alluded to already. The Aruch HaShulchan already alluded to it. Where was it again? The Aruch HaShulchan 29. In Simkut Tzarei Sif Yudalem, the kosher came to also lasos law. The kosher came to also lasos law. Okay, certainly he can't do that for her. It says it by Atzos Amita. We have it by Mezigas and Kos also. You give him 20. You didn't say it. But that's what we're talking about now. We're talking about the way he's going to do it for her. So the there is a brisa in Maseches Kala, it's one of the Maseches Tanas, which says Parak Alav Alacha Hey 36. Hamishagir Kosel Brocha LeIsha Shalomidaz Baila. A man sends a Kosel Brocha to someone else's wife without his own bar Chayv Misa. They should die to Rabbala, means he's attracted to Rabbi Yom Mishri Yitzhar Rabbala. Okay. Now, so it's not proper to give wine to someone else's wife. Okay, for a man, now not to her, a man to do it to another man's wife. Because again, there's a certain intimacy associated with it. So the Ravid writes by us, the Balai Nefesh, Shahar Precious and Allah. For a woman to give a nidala baila would also be like giving to someone else's wife, and therefore it's usur. You can send the wine. And umistabra the lo shna kosa brocha velo shna kos acher. Even though the Bryson Kalabas, my son's Kala was talking about kosa brocha, there's no difference, anything. Hecha de miyachala umishadder ni ala osir. Okay? Because again, sending it to her, it's intimacy. And behind the nakar kosa brocha, that which the Bryson Kala says, kosa brocha is rabusa, koma. Mio hecha de kashos, again, it's rabusa. Even a kosher bracha now to give her. So same thing with ishto nida. Mio hecha de kashasi kulam he kasa de vishasa I nami v'srayim let some up. But if everybody's passing the cup around, everybody's taking a sip, she also takes a sip, that's okay. That's the Maseches Kala as interpreted by the Ravid. So the Ravid is saying, you're not allowed to give the, we assume like this Maseches Kala, that you can't give her even a kosher bracha. And the other kos, unless everyone else drinks from that as well. Rosh Bo says in Bais Zayin Shar Beis, Bais HaKotzer, Kishem she'osur lo limzo glo sakos, kach osur lo limzo glo as well. Doesn't quote from Kala. Below od el afilu shloch lo kosher yan osur ben kosher brocha ben kos de almo v'vad because she chadu lo, as opposed to for everybody. All right, anyway, based on this, it's only based on this Rosh Bo, but again, the Ravid says it as well. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Bayas and Sifyut Gimel in Kuf Tzadi 839, Kishem Shasura Limzog Lo Kach Hu Osir Limzog Lo Lo Od El Afil Shloch Lo Kosho Yayin Osir Lo Shna Kosho Brocha Lo Shna Kosho Acher Yom Yuchad Lo Aval mishosim hein mayos akos hushtias mishosis e abasrayu less on both. Okay, so that's not allowed to give her a kos of wine unless other people are drinking from it as well. It doesn't matter if it's a kos of bracha, it's a kos of anything else. And the question is, what happens during Kiddush? What happens on regular Friday night during Kiddush, you know, when people pass wine to their wives and other members of the family? First of all, in general, we should be aware that Morris and Brock is Nun Aleph and Aleph 40. Omer Zer Merova, Omer Alei Masisa Tana, Asor Dvarim Nemer Bekosel Brocha. 10 Dinim regarding a Kosel Brocha, Tal and Hadocha. Okay, Rash says, in letter 41, it's a Kosel Brocha, because I'm Muslim. I know there's a Torah right there. But anyway, the 10 things. One is Tal and Hadocha. Washing it out. Shtifa is rinsing out. Chai, the wine should be stronger wine, it's high, not overly diluted. Mole, itur, if no, you pick up the cup of wine with two hands and then hold it with the right hand. Magbiom in a karka, tefach, at least tefach off surface. But I was saying, anyway, you should look how these are all dinim relating to kosher brocha, they're important, they're still relevant. V'yesh omrim af mishagro matona l'anshe beisel. You pass it on, as Rashi says, matona derech doro mechashivas. The matter of importance. La'anshe basically says lishto. You give it to the wine, to the wife. So the question: what happens by Kiddush? And the Shultas, the Rav Achai in Parshas Achronos, Shulta Tzadi Vav, 42. Amrei the Rav Ikla beShmuel Shada leShmuel Kasa the Brichas of the Visa Velo Kamila. Once gave a kosher bracha to his wife, and she didn't accept it. Okay. She let him know that way she'd become an Nida. In other words, you can't give, you know she didn't, you cannot give her a kosher bracha. Now, it's a sign of importance. Chashivas and giving to your wife when she's an Nida is derech hergel aver, and therefore it's usher. It's awesome. All right, now, the Ravid in the Balai Nefesh, you know, over there, Shara Prishas in the previous section that we read before, quotes the Shultas, 43. Rav Acha Kosem B'Shultas, Rav Achai Gon Kosem B'Shultas, Sof Shultas Tzadivav, Hachi. He quotes the story just a second. Yeah, anyway, so he says that it's also for neither the drink, but you need that it's miyachadit for her. You show affection, says the Shultas. You're miyached this cup for her, and you give it over to her, and so on. Okay, you know, you need both things, miyached and mishader, in order for this to be also by a kosher bracha. So, if you're passing, now I don't know, if you have those, in other words, if everybody has their own kos, sometimes with the husband makes kiddush, right, and you have several cups around, so he pours off in each cup, and he passes it directly to her, that could be like miyached for her. But if you're doing it for everyone at the table and she happens to get one of the cups, it's not a problem. All right? That's when they arrive at. I just want to point out, Ha'ara, it's really the Shulchan Aruch gets this from the Rosh Bo. Right? The Shulchan Aruch got this din from the Rosh Bo. So I'm just pointing out, in 38, right? The Rosh Bo and the Bayis HaKotzer, Keshem She'osa Limzog Lo, Sakos, Kach Osa Lo, Limzog Lo, right? Which is the exact language that the Mechaber uses here in Sifyut Gimel. He's getting it from the Rosh Bo. But let's remember the Rosh Bo earlier said the whole Isser, right, the Rosh Bo earlier, what's included in Isser? He said it's only din and wine, okay, but you have to have this act of Mezigah. So my point is we wouldn't necessarily extend this whole din to something else. That's all. Now the Yaakov Emdeth, this is true, is according to Yudalid, writes in Roy Lahachmer Kedas Shultas. Okay, he says we should be machmer like the Shultas, and not even give her the kosher yayin. I think that if the whole issue is only mezigah, we don't do it that anyway. Again, Rashi said, others said if you pour it directly out of the bottle, Well, that shouldn't be a problem today. So I think there's a lot of the room to be makel today. All right, and again,
it's not mezigah. You know,
it's not mezigah, and right, right.
Not if it's shuvah.
Say again.
Say not if it's shuvah.
Right, right. I'm saying the minute the shuvah happens in Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden was machmir, but I think there's room to be makel. I think people are makel again, especially the other people at the table and passing it around. If only the husband and wife, and she's a nida, so there's room to be machmir. Look at the, you know, the regular. About a shulchan shiva levi, there's room to be machmir, but again, given that the whole issue, we don't have the whole mezigah, it's a different din today altogether.
So you should be machmir in there for what?
But not to pass it directly to her, even for kiddush.
Even now, it's ever got that part.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Now how do you have it that no one else is there?
I'm saying even if no one else is there, I think there's room to machmir, not, you know, not to give it directly to her. If you pour first, there's another way with kiddush. Is what I recommend anyway, to pour, well, let her pour the wine. She has the wine or cup already from before. Okay, she can pour it herself. And then you make kiddush. She drinks that. You make a bar pork. Who says you have to? Now, you want to drink out of the kosher bracha. So there are those who say that everything takes on a status of kosher bracha was poured before. Some families do that anyway. No, everyone has a little bit of wine in their cup anyway, so you avoid the problem. And there's really, look in the contemporary swarm, and it's not a difficult chumra, but it's not necessary.
Well, in front of everyone else, people are making things about mezigah.
Yeah, that's Ampliyat, yeah. I didn't make this up. People say it's Amazigh anyway, though. And the old Mok was a Rajput, so. Okay? All right, we'll stop over here. Bez Hashem, we'll finish the simon tomorrow. So I'll go make the sheets up.